All right, we're going to jump right into the cybersecurity and privacy law enforcement panel. So the moderator for this panel is Alicia Cobray, who's a partner at Bradley, Arendt, Bolt & Cummings in Dallas. Alicia previously served for 11 years as an AUSA in the Southern District of New York and was a member of the Securities and Commodities Fraud Task Force, which is, I guess, the group that does all the white-collar cases and insider trading.
The Sovereign District of New York.
That's right, exactly. So, and Alicia, you're going to introduce your panel?
I sure will.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So welcome, everyone. We have a terrific panel here with us today, and I'll make the introductions, and I'll try to do it short because there's just so much to talk about. So sitting immediately to my left is Matt Slowick. Matt is a senior counsel at CISA, which is the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency. And if you haven't heard about that agency or if you want to learn more about it, that's exactly what you're going to do at this panel and join the club. But there's a lot to know, and there's a lot of activity with that agency. Prior to becoming senior counsel at CISA, Matt was an attorney advisor with FEMA, where he was embedded with the chief information officer and the office of the CIO. Matt attended as an AB from Brown University and his JD from George Mason University. Sitting to Matt's left is Derek Kleinman. For the last 5 years, Derek has been an assistant director at the Fort Worth Regional Office of the SEC. We've already heard from some SEC personnel, past and current, but Derek is here joining us as well to talk about his enforcement experience. Prior to joining the SEC, Derek actually served as a special agent with the FBI for more than 10 years. Two of those years were served, if I'm not mistaken, as a special AUSA in the Northern District of Ohio, where he was involved in investigating and prosecuting major fraud and corruption. Derek has his JD and MBA from the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Immediately to Derek's left, I think I could say, is Camelia Lopez. Unlike Bob Webster's panel, they didn't shirk out the U.S. Attorney's Office. We have a representative here, and that's Camelia Lopez, who's an AUSA with the Eastern District of Texas in their cyber and IP national security unit. She will talk about this a little more later as well, but she's currently on detail to the Office of Overseas Prosecutorial Development Assistance and Training. From 2020 to 2022, Camelia was senior counselor to the U.S. Attorney in the Eastern District of Texas, and prior to that, she also served as a felony prosecutor with the Dallas County District Attorney's Office. She has a JD from American University, Washington College of Law, and a bachelor's in business administration from SMU. And finally, last but not least, to Camelia's left is Christine Edson. Christine is a special agent with the FBI's Dallas Field Office. She has served in the FBI's Dallas Field Office since 2012, so for more than 10 years. Since 2020, she has primarily worked on matters involving cyber nation state and terrorism actors. Prior to that, Christine worked at FBI headquarters, also supporting counterterrorism and criminal investigations. She has her undergrad from Texas A&M and an MBA from the University of Miami and a law degree from George Washington University. So with all of that introduction and the hefty weight of the panel, let me start with, sort of an area that we're all sort of not as familiar with, an agency I think that we're not as familiar with, and that's CISA, where Matt is senior counsel, I should say. And Matt, if you can just, for those of us who are totally unfamiliar with what CISA is, can you sort of describe the background, how the agency came into being, and sort of a little bit about its mandate?
Absolutely. So CISA was created in 2018 from a group of headquarters offices within the Department of Homeland Security. We've been doing a lot of our work for probably close to two decades now, but